the devil.
Any other name?
Satan.
And these things that people claim that they see around graveyards?
Ghosts.
And if they get into somebody's house, the house is supposed to be?
It's a haunted house.
Haunted house. You believe in any of that?
No. we had a haunted house right across the street over here. Mm-hmm. There was an old lady that lived there, and she was as scared as she could be. And she was hearing things in her house, and she died, and another woman bought it. Her husband died, and she got to hearing rackets in the house, and she even had one of the neighbors believe in it. And they had the house up for sale. And my wife and I went over there, and the front door was closed, it was unlocked. But it was pretty warm outside. Mm-hmm. And I opened that front door, and there was a gushing of hot air went into the house. Mm-hmm. And when you do that, if it's a loose window anywhere close by, mm-hmm. it'll that hot air mixing with that cold air mm-hmm. will create a vacuum. And the window on this side of that, right just across the street there, mm-hmm. it went to move, or went to banging around, and it wasn't any wind blowing. Mm-hmm. Well, I walked over there and got a hold of that window sash, and it just rattled like everything. Well, of course, when the wind would blow, why, it'd rattle. Mm-hmm. All it needed to do was move the doorstop over. That was. Some old-timers used to call them haint.
I wasn't doing her state of mind any good. Talking about greeting, how would you greet somebody around December 25th? You'd say, I hope
Merry Christmas.
And how about
January? Happy New Year.
Right. What say if a boy was down at the pool and he went off the springboard like so?
Diving, swimming in the pool.
Have you ever seen anybody go in and hit flat like that?
A belly buster.
Get a belly buster. Or say if a boy was playing around in the yard, he might duck his head down and kick out his feet and go over like that.
Somersault.
Say he did a somersault. Or talking about after you dive in, you say that you begin to
swim.
Were you much of a swimmer?
Not much. I could swim, but I used to like to play in the water, and I said I could swim, but I never was much of a swimmer.
When you were a boy, did you ever play any kind of game where you chased each other, and there was usually a place that you could run to and be safe? What did you call that place?
Oh, I used to play hide and seek. Mm-hmm. Every little boy had his own special place where he'd hide.
Did you ever play something like tag, maybe?
Yeah.
There was a tree or somewhere you could go and he couldn't tag you?
Yeah, he used to play tag.
Uh-huh.
And used to be on these here old hubs, these old wagon wheels, used to be a steel ring went around it to keep them from busting open. Mm-hmm. And we used to nail a piece of board about six or eight inches long on the end of a stick, mm-hmm. and roll that wheel down this handle of that thing and get it to rolling, and you could walk along there and push it, and it'd slip on this board.
Oh yeah.
Little kids don't know anything about that now.